Our fifth section focuses on promises. Praise to Jesus, who gives us a new covenant. The new covenant he initiated gives us God's promises. Jesus Christ suffered and rose from the grave to give us the promises of God. The Holy Spirit declared it in this way in 1 Corinthians 1:20. For as many as are the promises of God in him, they are yes. Therefore also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us. These promises give us God's very life. Through them we partake of his nature, as recorded in 2 Peter 1, seeing that his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness, through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Partakers of the divine nature? Yes. Let's hear more of these wonderful words of our inheritance in Christ. Exodus 15:26. And he said, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. For I, the Lord, am your healer. The Hebrew, Jehovah Rapha, or Yahweh Rofecha. He'll make you better. Another one is Exodus 23:25. But you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I will remove sickness from your midst. Numbers 21:7. So the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned because we have spoken against the Lord. And you intercede with the Lord that he may remove the serpents from us. And Moses interceded for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a fiery serpent and set it on a standard. And it shall come about that everyone who is bitten, when he looks at it, he will live. And Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on the standard. And it came about that if a serpent bit any man, when he looked to the bronze serpent, he lived. We know that's a picture of Christ bearing our sins and sicknesses on the cross. What magnificent promises from God, whose word is pure. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will sustain him upon his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to health. The Jewish Publication Society Bible reads, you shall wholly transform his bed of suffering. And the DRA version adds, thou hast turned all his couch in his sickness. The Hebrew verb translated restore, wholly transform, or turned means to overthrow. Therefore, this scripture is a promise that God will sustain and then overthrow the sickbed so that it is a place of healing. David, understanding this by the Holy Spirit, proclaimed in Psalm 103:2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. That's the divine nature. Youth renewed like the eagle. More promises are given through the prophets. Isaiah 33:24. No one living in Zion will say, I am ill. And the sins of those who dwell there will be forgiven. Again in 57:18, I have seen his ways, but I will heal him. I will lead him and restore comfort to him and to his mourners. Creating the praise of the lips, peace, peace to him who is far and to him who is near, says the Lord. and I will heal him. He will lead us into healing. He's leading now. Jeremiah agrees in 30:17, "For I will restore you to health, and I will heal you of your wounds, declares the Lord. Because they have called you an outcast, saying it is Zion, no one cares for her." And in 33:6, Jeremiah declares God's promise. "Look, I shall bring them remedy and cure. I shall cure them and reveal a new order of peace and loyalty to them." Ezekiel joins the witnessing chorus in 47:8. "This water flows east down to the Arabah and to the sea, and flowing into the sea, it makes its waters wholesome. Wherever the river flows, all living creatures teeming in it will live. Fish will be very plentiful, for wherever the water goes, it brings health. And life teems wherever the river flows." David, also a prophet, announces, "We can drink now of that river of health." Psalm 36:8 records, "They drink their fill of the abundance of your house, and you give them to drink of the river of your delights." This river flows out of Jesus, who invited us to drink in John 7:37. "Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, 'If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.' But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified." The last prophet in the Old Testament gives an amen to God's healing promises. In Malachi 4:2, "But for you who fear my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip like calves from the stall." That's the divine nature. The New Testament helps us to know Christ came to fulfill the promises of healing. 1 Corinthians 12:28 tells us, "And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, various kinds of tongues." Peter witnessed Jesus' healing miracles and writes in 1 Peter 2:21, "For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls." He shepherds us into healing. Finally, another witness to Jesus' healing ministry writes in 3 John 1:2, "Beloved, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. For I was very glad when brethren came and testified to your truth, that is, how you are walking in truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth." His promises are the truth. We can rely on them. Listen again to Exodus 15 as God plants his healing promise in you.
"I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my disease. I am am the Lord, your healer. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your